The question was asked, is there a specific path within Torah to attain inner peace, or is it in general learning Torah? And I think that both are true, meaning in general, the way of Torah, Derachei Darchei Noam, the ways of Torah are pleasant, and they are supposed to breed within a person a peace and harmony, and it takes time. At first glance, though, the ways of the Torah are not necessarily pleasant. You learn about your first Shabbos and you hear you have to shut your cell phone. And at first glance, that doesn't feel too pleasant. but with time, a person will see that this is a pleasant way of life. There are certain anxieties that are external. Person wants to be married and he isn't. So he's anxious. The Torah does give us a certain formula about how to deal with that, but at the end of the day, the Torah's best formula is
get married.
So there is a certain expectation that there, you know, the Torah can't resolve the facts of life, but the Torah does give us tools to deal with them. Now, there's the macro and the micro. On the macro level, so then the Torah way of life at large, if applied correctly, is going to give a person a peace of mind and the tranquility which one would aspire to. It might take years to get there, though, especially because when a person does the tshuva process, so then there's a lot of baggage that a person has to overcome. And that's why sometimes on the micro level, it's advisable to take Sfarim that will deal with it directly. Now, depending on where a person's holding, how anxious a person is, why a person's anxious, so then there are different formulas that would work. Just as when we describe any trait or any area where a person wants to develop, so sometimes we focus on that area and sometimes we need help in that area. Meaning when a person's sick, so then he needs certain medication. When a person is overly anxious or there are areas that are specifically bothering him, so then he might need medication that a psychiatrist will prescribe, but he might need the type of what we might call medication within the Torah, where he has to find the books or the areas which will directly help him with his issues. Now, there's been a lot written on this. There's a whole book that was written this decade. It's out of print right now. I've been trying to get it. It was written relatively recently. Rabbi Greenwald put out a book, Eitzot VeHadrachot, and those are letters that were written specifically about this issue. With, I don't remember if it was the Stipler or Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I think it was the Stipler. Guidance on these issues, on how a person can attain the tranquility he would want to, how a person can resolve psychological issues within the Torah. So here you have, for example, a book that's condensed, so to speak, formulas that'll work. The Piaseczna Rebbe wrote a book on meditation. So you have these self-help books that will take from the wisdom of the Torah and they'll focus on this point. So again, on the micro level, when you have a specific issue that needs specific attention, so then yes, there are ways of trying to get specific attention for that through the Torah. But at the end of the day, sometimes a person might need medication. He might need a psychologist.
I'm important in the first philosophy.
Okay.